2 Peter 1:21 says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." And with that, we begin to understand how we got our Bible. God moved men to speak, and they did. These men were known as prophets, or originally seers. The words of the prophets were then written down, along with historical accounts of God's dealing with mankind, and in particular, his dealings with the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, and then Israel and the church in the New Testament. These writings were accumulated over time, and with the completion of the book of Revelation, we had our complete Bible with 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. And that's what happened in a nutshell. But there are legitimate questions about the process. Who wrote the Bible? How were certain books chosen for inclusion in the Bible? And why were all the others rejected? Those and other questions are good questions, provided A, the person asking actually wants the answers, and B, the person asking will be willing to dismiss the many baseless fairy tales out there being published about the Bible. What do I mean? Well, some ask about the origin of the Bible, but only to argue. They aren't really interested in learning, but are interested in arguing and trying to soothe their conscience as they reject God's Word. They're looking for excuses for their unbelief and reasons not to believe. What do I mean by baseless fairy tales? Well, here's one example. Have you ever heard or been told that the Bible was formed during a council in 325 AD known as the Council of Nicaea, held under the authority of the Roman Emperor Constantine? And at this council, the 66 books that we have in our Bible were chosen for inclusion, and all the others were rejected, including the Book of Enoch, the Gospel of Thomas, the Acts of Pontius Pilate, the Maccabees and Apocryphal books, etc. Well, that claim and that story is nothing but a fairy tale. The fact is, the 66 books of our Bible were settled before Constantine was ever born. The Old Testament was settled among the Jews by the time Jesus was born, and there was little debate or discussion on the books of the Bible at all. The New Testament books were written soon after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus by the apostles and followers of Jesus, and were completed by 110 AD. The books recognized as Scripture and included in the New Testament began to be settled among believers like Irenaeus before 200 AD. And the 27 books we now have in our New Testament was considered an established fact decades before the Council of Nicaea. We will provide more detail about this later on, but that's the summary of the historical facts. And the many YouTube videos and blog posts saying otherwise are nothing but fake history. And for those who care, we will provide a very detailed account of the origin, development, and completion of the Holy Bible in these five-minute segments that we're titling simply, About the Bible. We welcome written questions to our email address, bbfohio@protonmail.com. And we may use such questions as the basis for future segments when beneficial. If you really care about the Bible and where it came from, you will watch, you'll listen, you'll take notes, you'll ask questions in order to get the facts. If you really don't care, but are looking to excuse your unbelief and your sin, you'll be disappointed by the overwhelming evidence in support of our infallible, inspired Bible. I simply hope and pray that you face the facts, repent toward God, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're not already a Christian. If you are a Christian, then our hope is to build you in your faith and help you to have confidence in the Bible that you have in your hands. In English, we refer to the King James Bible. After all, Jesus is God. He died in human flesh to shed his blood and pay for your sin and mine in death, while then conquering sin and death by being raised from the dead. And your eternal soul depends on your attitude toward that story that we call good news, the gospel in the Bible, in the account of the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth.